Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're here today speaking with Paul Schlossberg, an industry consultant, frequent speaker at industry expos. Paul recently attended the Consumer Engagement Technology Expo in New York City with his eye to what might be relevant to the vending industry. Paul, just briefly explain the purpose of this show and what they had to offer with regards to vending and food service.
I've been to the show a couple of times, and I really enjoy it because it's an entirely different perspective on how what retail is, and we are ultimately retail ourselves and our channels, interacts with shoppers digitally. So digitally can be signage, digitally can be online connections, and digitally can be, in fact, a whole new phase of interactivity between shoppers and the retail point, the retail providers.
Okay. And one of the featured presentations was by somebody from Coca-Cola. What was the purpose of that presentation, and who was the speaker?
The session was upgrading your customer experience through self-service equipment. Jeff Bush, who's director of food service and on-premise equipment for Coca-Cola in North America, was the speaker. And he talked about the latest information and updates on their interactive vendor.
The Coke Interactive Vendor,
mm-hmm.
which we've already reported on many times.
Yeah, it's been at NAMA, and it's been at other industry events, and I must say I love it. I think it's a terrific development.
Can you describe the Coke Interactive Vendor a little bit?
Yeah, the vendor has a couple of sections. There's a 46-inch digital screen. It's interactive, and there are four sections to the screen. And the first one is a dynamic media section, which is literally a media asset for both the brand and for the location where the machine is sited. The second is the vending section. It's where you can select products, find out more about products. You can actually look at the bottle. You can dig in and find the nutritional information, an important issue for our industry as we move forward. And ultimately, you can make a purchase. And the machines are enabled with various payment alternatives so that you can pay by cash, card, or coin.
Okay.
The third section is apps with portals to find information, links about promotional offers and deals. And the fourth section is more static with a fixed message that can either be about the brand or the location. So, you know, again, a 46-inch screen, you know, set on the machine. I mean, it's a great sight. It's a very attractive piece of equipment.
Okay. Now, Coca-Cola has definitely been a pioneer in vending technology in different ways, and they've also been a pioneer in marketing, including the use of social media. In 2010, they had what was called a twist promotion. It was a promotion where consumers actually looked at a piece of literature on the machine and could enter a code and win something. They've also had the My Rewards program where people can go to the internet and get some prizes, and they were able to even involve the vending trade in this a little bit. They've certainly taken a lead with the Google Wallet, having retrofitted thousands of their machines in the field with contactless cashless readers that will accept the Google Wallet. And they're also involved aggressively in promoting redeemable coupons through smartphones. Now, what were your key takeaways from Jeff's presentation on the Coca-Cola Interactive Vendor?
Well, Jeff didn't get into a lot of the cashless or payment modes in this presentation. He got more, his focus was more on a lot about what they learned and where they were going to be headed in the future. And their learnings, he described what was one key sentence or three words: simple, simple, simple. You know, they've learned that shoppers are very smart, and they will adapt and understand what is in front of them very quickly, especially so with younger people who are into the technology in a second. They also learned internally that they were kind of overdoing what their own route teams had to deal with. And in fact, they set that up in a more modular logic so that as their groups got smarter locally, they could back off and just make it more, you know, much more of a simple process for them to deal day to day. Other things that are important is smartphones rule. You know, people, especially teens, want to play that way. They want to minimize the clutter, keep the interfaces clean, simple, direct. And they have a phrase that they use, and that's what they're focused on, which is refreshing the consumer in an engaging way. That, if you think that through, it's an entirely different piece of logic to our business, which has generally been to provide people with, you know, depending upon what each operator offers, with food, snacks, beverages, and end of sentence. So engaging way is probably a wonderful piece. And again, as you said before, Coke's been a real leader in understanding that it's more than just selling products. They also believe that vending can be a destination. And in their initial deployments, and this has been written about and talked about before, their initial deployments were at Simon Malls around the country. And the Coca-Cola Interactive vendor went into the mall courts in the center as opposed to being down a hallway. Again, a wonderful development because vending becomes a destination instead of just being a device that is, you know, literally hidden somewhere.
I think one of the key takeaways here is that the interactive vendor with these capabilities you described really does change the consumer's experience with vending, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the good news is that we've seen the Kraft DigiTouch and we've seen other things that are going to be coming soon, either in concept machines or in news that has been announced, is moving forward. And that puts the entire vending channel as a much more relevant. I mean, NAMA did a great job with the gratitude tour. You know, that puts us in a much more positive perspective versus our audience, especially our future audience. The young people who are coming into the workforce will see us as a much better choice than we might have been perceived 5 years ago.
Did Jeff give you any information about what kind of results Coke has found with the interactive vendor?
Jeff's comments were not very specific about sales increases other than saying they were good, but other things read and other presentations seen have said that they're very pleased with the sales results. Sales are definitely up. They did not, I do not recall hearing a numerical factor to that, but Coca-Cola in a different presentation I saw about a year ago, in fact at the same event, a Coke executive there said that they see this interactive vendor as the single best media investment they make against teens being their key target audience because they want to engage them as customers for the long term. And Coca-Cola really tracks and measures media exposure in all environments, vending being one of those.
Okay. Now, one more thing I need to ask you about is one of the other big pieces of news that Coke has come out with relevant to our industry is the Freestyle machine, which they showed at the last NAMA Expo. And this is a freestanding compact beverage dispenser, which uses a touch screen and allows the consumer to mix their own drinks. It's a very efficient machine, a very attractive machine, a very engaging machine. However, it is not yet a vending machine. It's something that the company is currently testing for its restaurants nationwide. Did he mention anything at all about this?
He did not. He showed some pictures of future stuff, but in fact, I asked him that question in the Q&A after his presentation. And I said, is this machine going to grow up to be, is the Freestyle going to grow up to be a vending machine? And his comment was, it's something we're thinking about. You know, and it's something we're actively considering. In after the session, I went up to introduce myself, and his comment to me was, he said, I knew that was somebody who knew more about our business. Obviously, I'm in the food service industry, so you know, all of us have seen or heard about the Freestyle now. But he said it's definitely something that they are considering, although it's obviously not a vending machine today.
Okay. All right. Well, great. I think that's about all we want to talk about right now with regards to that presentation. Vending Market Watch is going to be carrying a more detailed report from your visit to this show, and our readers will be able to read about it in more detail. And at this point, I think we'll just conclude this particular session, and we will continue with some other sessions in the future. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Elliot.